Open Heavens. Audiobook by Ashish Rai Chur. Introduction. The body of Christ is gaining fresh understanding and insight concerning heavens being opened over people, communities, and geographical regions. It appears that there are certain regions in the world that are hot spots for open heavens. It is easy to bring heaven down, so to speak, in such regions. Wales, for instance, saw a visitation of God in 1859, and then saw another revival break out in 1904. The Florida region saw the Pensacola outpouring, also as the Brownsville revival in 1995, and more recently the Lakeland outpouring in 2008. We are therefore encouraged to expect the heavens to open easily in regions that have previously seen revivals, outpourings, and visitations. Shillong in India experienced a great revival in 1906 when the Welsh missionaries carried revival fires into this region. Beginning in early 2000, the believers in Shillong began to seek God for another revival. Their earnest prayers saw the heavens open yet again in the 2006 Shillong revival. Sialkot in Punjab experienced a great revival beginning in 1904, where a man named John Hyde was instrumental in birthing revival through his fervent praying. There is no reason why this region cannot experience a recurrence of revival and visitations of the Lord. This book is a simple study on what the Scripture reveals concerning the heavens being opened, what this means, and what the outcome would be. We trust that many would be encouraged to pray and create an open heaven over their lives, their local churches, and their communities. We trust that local churches in a region will be inspired to come together in a united effort to pray for an open heaven over their city or region, the reformation of the church, and the transformation of that city or region. Chapter 1. On Earth as It Is in Heaven. In teaching us to pray, one of the key elements that the Lord placed before us is to pursue receiving heaven on earth. Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What is in heaven must be established and experienced here on earth. This is our mandate, to see what is in heaven released here on earth. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 to 19. God has already released every spiritual blessing for His people. However, everything has been given to us in the heavenly realms. The anointing, the miracles, the healings, the provision we need, and so on, are already given to us in the heavenly realms. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. The challenge then is to have these spiritual blessings manifest for us here on earth, as they have already been given to us in the heavenly places in Christ. Our desire must be to walk out in the earthly realm what has been already granted to us in the heavenly realms. Pressing into the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. John the Baptist was the first one to come with the message introducing the arrival of the kingdom of heaven on earth, Matthew chapter 3, verse 2. Since the time that the arrival of the kingdom of heaven on earth was announced, people who are forceful in the spirit, those who press in, are the ones who take what is in the kingdom. There has to be an aggression in the spirit, a forceful effort in the spirit to take what has already been given to us in the kingdom of heaven. Now, why is this? It could not be that God is keeping the kingdom of heaven away from us. In fact, it is He who desires to see heaven released on earth. It is His good pleasure to give us the kingdom, Luke chapter 12, verse 32. I see at least two reasons why spiritual violence is necessary. First, we know that there is an enemy, the devil, who makes every effort to see that we do not receive what has been given to us. He does not want heaven here on earth, and so will attempt to hinder us in every possible manner. Second, coming to a place of making a forceful effort in the Spirit prepares us to walk in what we receive. We need to be ready to receive. On the other hand, in a season of outpouring or revival or visitation, we experience what we call an open heaven. This means that we are in a season when heaven invades earth, when receiving the things of the kingdom become so easy that in fact, it pours out on us. The heavens are open and therefore it becomes much easier to take what is ours in the heavenly realm and walk in it, here in the earthly realm. We will be using the terms outpouring, visitation, and revival interchangeably to refer to the same work of God. For the sake of clarity, an outpouring is a season when the heavens are open, and God's presence is released upon people like rain. A visitation is a season when God is walking amongst us, when there are mighty signs, miracles, supernatural encounters, and changed lives. To revive means to flourish or blossom anew, to live again, or to regain life. What was dried now begins to flourish and fire is rekindled. A revival, therefore, is a reviving, reactivating, and rekindling of something that was previously established or experienced in the individual and the church. Chapter 2. What is an open heaven? An open heaven is a season of outpouring, a season of divine visitation and revival among God's people. God's people begin to experience an outpouring of spiritual and material blessings. This spills over into the community or region so that even the unsaved are affected. Open heavens mean divine provision. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Psalm chapter 78, verses 23-25. Yet he had commanded the clouds above, and opened the doors of heaven. Had rained down manna on them to eat, and given them of the bread of heaven. Men ate angels' food, he sent them food to the full. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. The scripture describes doors and windows of heaven being opened to release divine provision into the lives of God's people. People's needs are met supernaturally. Jobs, promotions, financial turnarounds, growth of businesses, debt cancellations, recovery of what was lost, returning of what was wrongfully taken away, and a whole lot more in relation to bringing material blessings into the lives of God's people begin to happen. It is not to say that such things do not happen at other times. God is true to his word and always meets our needs, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. And yes, we are to always walk by faith to receive answers to prayer to have our needs met, Mark chapter 11, verse 24. However, in a season of an open heaven, there is such an increase of material blessings being poured out on God's people, that it is unmistakable that there is something different happening. Open heavens mean an outpouring of God's Spirit. Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. The heavens were opened is used in relation to the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Jesus was anointed by the Spirit, and he had the Spirit without measure, Luke chapter 4, verse 17, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, John chapter 3, verse 34. The result of this was mighty miracles, signs, and wonders that Jesus did as he ministered to people. It would be safe to state that Jesus walked under an open heaven wherever he went. The heavens were always open to him. It was a time of divine visitation. God had visited his people, Luke chapter 1, verse 68, Luke chapter 7, verse 16. The first 8 chapters of the book of Acts describe an amazing season of open heavens over Jerusalem that immediately followed Jesus' time of ministry. It was a season of a mighty outpouring of God's Spirit, Acts chapter 2, verses 17-18. This resulted in mighty demonstrations of miracles, signs, and wonders that saw many turn to the Lord, Acts chapter 2, verses 43-47. Open heavens mean an outpouring of God's righteousness and presence. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 8. Rain down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness, Let the earth open, let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. Hosea chapter 6, verses 1-3. Come and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us, he has stricken, but he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us, on the third day he will raise us up, that we may live in his sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning, he will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. In a season of an open heaven, there is a downpour of righteousness and the presence of God, with God coming to us like the rain. God's people are so overwhelmed with a sense and knowing of God's presence that righteousness, holiness, purity, sanctification, and consecration move to a new level. There is no more tolerance for sin in personal lives. Habits and behaviors that were displeasing to God and which were once accepted are now rejected and removed. People's hearts are so open to receive God's presence, his call to righteousness, and to all that he wishes to work. There is a hunger, a thirst, and a pursuing of the knowledge of the Lord. Open heavens mean increased angelic activity. John chapter 1, verse 51. And he said to him, Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Genesis chapter 28, verses 10-17. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac, the land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth, you shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south, and in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you, until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Angels are ministering spirits sent to minister to believers, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. In a season of an open heaven, there is increased angelic activity. People begin to experience an increase in angelic encounters. The ministry of angels to us, as God's people, is very important, although we do not hear this preached too often. The Lord Jesus was ministered to by angels immediately after his temptation in the wilderness, Matthew chapter 4, verse 11. In the Garden of Gethsemane, in his hour of intense agony, Jesus was strengthened by an angel, Luke chapter 22, verse 43. If Jesus himself could be ministered to this way, how much more can you and I benefit through the ministry of angels? Angels also ministered to the apostles. An angel brought the apostles out of prison, Acts chapter 5, verse 19. An angel directed Philip to go down to the Gaza desert, where he was to meet the Ethiopian and share with him about Christ, Acts chapter 8, verse 26. An angel brought Peter out of prison, Acts chapter 12, verses 7-11. We see angels doing several other things in the book of Acts. An angel visited Cornelius and instructed him to send for Peter, Acts chapter 10, verse 3, verse 7, and verse 22. This resulted in the gospel being preached to the Gentiles, a major change in the direction of the early church. An angel struck Herod, who died, Acts chapter 12, verses 21-23. An angel appeared to Paul and assured him of the safety of his life and those with him in the middle of a storm, just before a shipwreck, Acts chapter 27, verse 23. There are many other ways in which angels can minister to us. Angels and angelic beings protect us, Psalm chapter 91, verse 11, speak to us in dreams, Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, bring divine provision into our lives, cause supernatural healing, John chapter 5, verse 4, alter physical condition, Luke chapter 1, verses 18 through 20, aid in our consecration and cleansing, Isaiah chapter 6, verses 6 to 7, and much more. Open heavens mean increased visions, revelations, and encounters with God. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. Acts chapter 7, verses 55 to 56. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And said, Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Acts chapter 10, verses 9 through 17. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray, about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And saw heaven opened and an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners, descending to him, and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the air. And a voice came to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord. For I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And a voice spoke to him again the second time, What God has cleansed you must not call common. This was done three times. And the object was taken up into heaven again. Now while Peter wondered within himself what this vision which he had seen meant, behold, the men who had been sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and stood before the gate. Revelation chapter 4, verses 1-2. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. In several places, the scripture shows us that when the heavens were opened, people on earth experienced visions, revelations, and encounters with God. Paul also shared of being taken to the third heavens, into paradise, and hearing about things that he was forbidden to share, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1-4. In a season of outpouring and visitation, when people are under an open heaven, there is an increase in visions, dreams, and revelations among God's people. Even those who were not normally given to receiving visions and revelations begin to have such experiences. It becomes easy for many to flow in the revelatory gifts of words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Some of the revelations can be life-changing, altering destinies, releasing new ministries, and so on. Open heavens mean answered prayer. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verses 26-27. So there was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the time of Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. Then the priests, the Levites, arose and blessed the people, and their voice was heard, and their prayer came up to his holy dwelling place, to heaven. We know that God always hears and answers prayer. However, in a season of an open heaven, as was experienced during a time of revival in Israel during Hezekiah's rule, answers to prayer are received easily and quickly. This is in contrast to what Daniel had to go through, 21 days of intense prayer and waiting to receive heaven's answer, Daniel chapter 10, verses 1-13. Demonic obstructions to answers are minimized and angelic messengers come through quickly with great answers. Chapter 3. What causes an open heaven? Is there anything we can do to see an open heaven over our city, community, or region? If so, what would that be? While it is true that there are occasions when God in His sovereignty rends the heavens and comes down, when no one is expecting, both Scripture and history teach us several things that God's people can do to see the heavens open. An intense pursuit of God. Hosea chapter 6, verses 1-3. Come and let us return to the Lord, for He has torn, but He will heal us, He has stricken, but He will bind us up. After 2 days He will revive us, on the third day He will raise us up, that we may live in His sight. Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning, He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. If we, God's people, will return to God and pursue the Lord, the Scripture assures us that He will come to us like the rain. There will be an outpouring of God's presence and power upon us. Our earnest pursuit of God is expressed through deep hunger for God, repentance, consecration, submission to God, and through extended times of seeking Him. Our hearts must be hungry for more of God, like the deer that thirsts for the water brooks, Psalm chapter 42, verses 1-2. History is full of powerful testimonies of individuals and groups of believers who sought God earnestly through prayer, praise, and worship, and being in the presence of the Lord, experienced a mighty visitation of the Lord. There is no reason why a church in any region cannot do this on purpose and see a visitation of God. Ultimately, it is our choice to pursue God and seek His presence. And God has promised that when we pursue, He will come to us. When we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us, James chapter 4, verse 8. Charles Finney said, "Revival comes from heaven when heroic souls enter the conflict determined to win or die, or if need be, to win and die. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." Unity among the people of God. Psalm chapter 133, verses 1-3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. A precursor to an outpouring is an atmosphere where there is true unity among God's people in that region. We need to eliminate selfish ambition, suspicion, and competition. Selfish ambition leads to suspicion, suspicion opens the door to competition, and competition leads to division. When God's people come together in unity, regardless of name, denomination, doctrinal differences, putting aside petty squabbles with just one purpose of seeking God, there will be a mighty outpouring of His Spirit's presence and power. There will be an outpouring of anointing, refreshing, blessing, and life upon all of them, from the head to the toe, from the greatest to the least of them. This was so true of the 120 disciples. Having been given the promise of the outpouring, Acts chapter 1, verses 5 and verse 8, the Bible tells us that they continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, Acts chapter 1, verse 14. As they maintained unity and continuous prayer, they were in position to receive the outpouring of the Spirit. Would to God that our city have such a people, pastors, preachers, ministers of God, and believers, who will lay aside personal agendas and be willing to come together to seek God for an open heaven, a visitation, an outpouring, a revival that will affect every church in the city. Where are such kingdom-minded, Christ-like, and people-loving leaders? Where are the believers who will get out of denominational closets, who will cast away divisive loyalties to a church brand, and demonstrate loyalty to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to His kingdom, and His church? Can we come together to seek God for an open heaven over our city? Fervent prayer. James chapter 5, verses 16-18. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. God responds to the fervent prayers of His people. We have this classic example of Elijah who prayed for natural rain and saw this happen, 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 through 46. He made a proclamation that there was the sound of abundance of rain, and then went into a time of prayer. We have no indication of how much time he spent in prayer. Six times he looked to see signs of answer to prayer, and there was none. However, he did not quit and give up on his praying. He went on for the seventh time, until he saw what seemed to be but a small indication that rain was on its way. And sure enough, the rains came. This is the kind of praying we need to see the heavens open. Prayer that does not quit even when it appears that there are no signs of the heavens opening. Fervent prayer. Earnest prayer. Persevering prayer. Prayer that will not quit till it rains. Here are more passages from Scripture that encourage us to pray for open heavens. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. When I shut up heaven and there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Psalm chapter 80, verses 14 to 15. Return, we beseech you, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see, and visit this vine. And the vineyard which your right hand has planted, and the branch that you made strong for yourself. Psalm chapter 144, verse 5. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Isaiah chapter 64, verses 1 to 4. Oh, that you would rend the heavens! That you would come down! That the mountains might shake at your presence! As fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down, the mountains shook at your presence. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1. Ask the Lord for rain in the time of the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds, he will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. Expectation and faith. Even as we pursue God and pray together, there must be a high sense of faith and expectancy for the manifestations of God's presence and power. We are like the farmer who plows and sows his seed in hope, fully expecting it to rain. We must celebrate every drop and drizzle of His presence and power that we begin to see. Every experience of His presence, every healing however small it may be, must be sufficient for us to rejoice because it is an indication that there is abundance of rain coming. Exercise of our authority. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 to 19. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We have been entrusted with authority to release heaven on earth. We bind on earth what God has declared bound in heaven. We release in earth what is permitted in heaven. We must exercise our spiritual authority to bind up whatever is causing the heavens from being poured out on us. Demonic spirits of strife and division, demonic influences over our regions must be cast out of the way through the exercise of our God-given authority. Why does the season end? Although every revival or outpouring of God is unique, there are similarities of receiving and maintaining a sovereign move of God. When the fire comes upon a church or group, God expects and looks for a response from His people. When the people respond by laying aside other agendas and programs to make Christ and His work of revival the center of their lives and continue to do so, the outpouring continues and the visitation of God becomes a habitation of His presence. Our total desperation at the time of the fire fall will prepare us to properly respond to the outpouring by emptying our calendars and focusing our lives on Him. Revival will totally change the way we live, the way we think, and the way we do church. Deep in their hearts and minds, most are not yet ready for such radical change. The reason an outpouring comes and remains only for a season is basically the same. The reason it does not remain permanently is that the people or the leadership begins to be concerned again about the things of this life. Pressures and desires for natural things begin to rob them of the room in their lives for the move of God, and it will not continue. It is not God's plan for our fervor and His presence to fade away due to our declining interest and unwillingness to make room in our lives and churches for the move of God to continue. Revival will not come and will not stay if we have anything else better to do. Only when we have emptied our calendar, emptied our lives, and become an empty vessel can we experience the outpouring of God. And if we begin to have other things to do, we will not continue in the outpouring of God. Even good ministry things may prevent an outpouring of the Spirit bringing revival in our lives. Adapted from I Saw the Smithton Outpouring, Ron McGatlin, 2002.
Let's seek Him till He comes and reigns on us, our church, the church in the city, and the city.
Will we pay the price to experience more of Him and His presence? Chapter 4. Is heaven open over your region? How are we going to impact our cities and regions that are exploding with people? A single church cannot do it alone. No single evangelist, no evangelistic program can reach a city like ours that has millions of people. What we need is a full-blown revival, a mighty outpouring of God's presence and power, that will be sustained over time until every part of our city is affected permanently. Revival is so necessary for city transformation. One of the primary purposes of revival is the salvation of lost souls and transformation of communities and cities. Revival is the divine season of an open heaven, where the kingdom of God breaks in with power, leading to healing, deliverance, and salvation of multitudes. God releases revival so that we can receive our miracles, be filled with the glory, take it into our communities, and see church reformation for city transformation. This is a call for us to come together to create an open heaven over our city. Will you do your part to seek God for an open heaven? It only takes a spark to get a huge fire going. God needs just a handful of people. Remember the 120 people in the upper room to set a fire that can turn a city upside down. Psalm chapter 18, verse 9. He bowed the heavens also, and came down with darkness under his feet. This audiobook has been produced and distributed by All People's Church and World Outreach, Bangalore, India. For free books and audiobooks, please visit apcwo.org/books. For free teaching sermons, please visit apcwo.org/sermons. Unless otherwise indicated, all scripture references are from the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. Used with permission. All free resources from All People's Church may be shared and distributed freely.